So if you think back, at what age do you think you learned to ask dishonest questions? Insincere questions. I have a particular story in mind. Nephew of mine, I was at my folks, and we got the guns out, and we did some shooting, and then, of course, the guns go away and get put away and locked up. Nice, big safe, no problems. About 3 weeks later, I was back at my folks, and this particular nephew was there again, and he's 5 years old, I think. And he's talking about this and that, because he was a chatterbox, right, and liked to talk. But in the midst of the conversation that he was basically having with himself, with me listening, he just kind of threw in, "And so where do you keep those guns anyway, Uncle Tony?" Like I'd just tell him, and he would just pass over it kind of lightly. So he was practicing asking a question, right, when he wanted the answer, but he didn't know, or he wanted me not to know that I was giving him the answer, right? So he was asking kind of a sly question. And I stopped and I thought to myself, man, that little bugger's sly. But we learn to ask dishonest questions. Or it comes out of just human nature. You know, stuff like, do you really intend to wear that? I mean, that's not a question, right? That's a statement. And as someone who gives talks at parishes and stuff, it's very interesting because you know, you open it up for questions, and you know that probably 80% won't actually be questions. They'll be statements made in the form of a question, right? And the British Parliament has perfected this. It's an art form. If you ever watch Prime Minister's Questions, they start off the question by saying, "Will the right honorable gentleman or gentlewoman join me in praising or condemning such and such?" So it's a question, but it really is a statement. In our gospel today, there's a number of pieces to this, and I'm only going to concentrate on one. I think Jesus is primarily upset, and he calls them hypocrites. He sees the malice in their hearts. But what he's probably most upset about, I think, is here before them is the one they can actually question. They can actually ask meaningful questions if they're truly seeking the truth. They say, "Oh, we know that you teach the way of God in accordance with the truth," but they're not seeking it. They don't care to hear the answer. They're simply trying to set him up. So the upsetting part is, here's the one who, if they were asking the questions about the meaning of their lives, how to be in right relationship with God, how to be in right relationship with one another, how to gain eternal life, he can give them the answer. But they're not seeking that. Just like with the rich young man that comes up and says, "What must I do to be perfect?" And then he weighs the cost and he decides against it. Jesus looks at him with love, but with sadness. The thing is that here in this gospel, those who come up and ask Jesus these questions, they've already determined what the answer should be, and they've already determined the intent with which they're asking. Is that the same for us? When we ask the Lord, "What should I do?" have we already determined what the answer should be? Do we seek the will of God in our lives in an active way, or simply to confirm our own way? I've seen this happen a number of times where people have made that switch from seeking the will of God in their own way to actually being astonished, somewhat discomforted, and challenged by now seeking God's will. It happens most often, to tell you the truth, when people come across, they decide to go to confession, and they come across a good examination of conscience. a brochure or whatever, that they never really thought about examining their conscience in this way. And they'll come into the confession and they'll say, are all these really sins? And the answer is yes. And you can see on their faces at dawn that they haven't really examined their interior life at this depth, with this intensity. And they really haven't opened those parts of their lives to seeking the will of God. So our question, our challenge for this day, is with what intensity, with what authenticity, are you asking God to conform your heart to His, your will to His? With what authenticity, with what intensity, do you come to hear the Word of God so that you might be enlightened by it, so that your life might be in line and in conformity and in a certain sense made whole by it? Do we believe that by seeking and asking the Lord sincerely, that He'll tell us the truth about who we are, the meaning of our life, who He calls us to be, and where our life truly is?